Should Wisconsin raise taxes and fees as a part of a long-term solution to funding transportation projects? That is today's big question. Would you support or oppose hiking the gas tax or indexing it? How about raising registration fees or maybe something else? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, June 22nd. We will talk with a state lawmaker who says that Wisconsin roads are not in as bad a shape as we have been led to believe and says that we should not raise taxes and fees to fund or repair our roads. We will welcome your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Dewey Strobel, a Republican state senator from Saukville. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for being with us. Well, we heard from someone from the Fix It campaign on our state capitol report who said that our roads are among the worst in the nation and that we have to do something to fix them, or you know, our economy and a lot of other things are going to suffer. You dispute that the roads are in that bad a shape?
Well, I think we all agree that we need good roads. They're extremely important for our economy, for safety, and for quality of life in the state of Wisconsin, and it's certainly the government's job to provide good roads. Now, I think one thing we need to keep in mind, too, is according to the Tax Foundation, there's only 7 states that have a worse tax environment than the state of Wisconsin. I know we've become kind of numb to that, and yes, we've made some progress in the last few years, you know, but even after those efforts, we are a very high-tax state. And, you know, that's kind of an overarching theme here, that I believe that for the health of our state, to grow our economy, to grow jobs, to be vibrant, we need to have a more competitive tax environment. And adding more taxes is only going to make that worse. And that's something we can't afford to do in this competitive environment. Now, you talked a little bit about the condition of our roads, and would I always like to see our roads be better? Certainly, no question about it. But there's a nonpartisan study out there, and really, if you look at the road studies that are out there, almost all of them, to the T, are paid for by people who make money building roads. So they're biased. Now, there's a nonpartisan one out there by the Reason Foundation. It's a libertarian organization, and they have a very detailed metric. They do it on a regular basis, this study, and you know, they have no dog in this fight at all. They say our roads are 14th best in the country. They look at our roads are better than our neighbors. And, you know, they look at everything from the interstates to rural roads. Again, very detailed metric. You know, no bias here, nonpartisan group, 14th best. So, you know, again, we always want our roads to be better. But I do think we need to look critically at these, so many of these studies that are paid for by people who make money building roads. And I think we need to understand that slant that they have.
Yeah, some who dispute your figures, saying that you're using old data, that we're not 14th best in the world anymore, in the country anymore.
Well, I mean, the data was submitted by our Department of Transportation, and it's from 2012. I mean, I just can't, and certainly that was processed in 2013. I can't imagine that our entire infrastructure of our state has tanked in the last 3 years. I mean, that's not the case.
Yeah. Governor Walker wrote an opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and said that he will not raise the overall tax burden on the hardworking people of the state. So what do you make of Governor Walker's position?
Well, I agree with that. Again, according to the Tax Foundation, we are the 7th highest tax state in the country, and that's something we have to deal with. Now, granted, we've got some issues here, no question. You know, we had a state transportation fund with a bunch of money in it that was raided during the Doyle years. We had an unprecedented debt service that we are now paying in the transportation department that came during those Doyle years also. I was happy to say last biennium that our overall budget, on the overall budget, our bonding was lower than it had been in the last 20 years. But we're still paying for those sins of a lot of that borrowing during those Doyle years. And we've got big projects that are happening right now. The Marquette Interchange, the Mitchell Interchange, the Zoo Interchange, I-94 East-West. Now, these are projects with 50-year lives that we are consuming in about a 10-year period of time here. So, yeah, there's a spike, and there's a big lump kind of going through this snake right now. But, you know, again, we just can't have a knee-jerk reaction to, you know, raise the taxes, because once they're raised, they'll never go down. But I believe there are reforms and efficiencies that we haven't taken advantage of, that we need to take advantage of, that are going to solve a huge amount of our problems. And in the end, you know, we need to find the efficiencies. We need to do the reforms. Those are the things we need to do first. And if we need more money, fine, let's talk about that then. But unless we find those reforms and efficiencies now, that is when we are truly kicking the can down the road by just throwing more money at the problem and building these bigger roads and so on that, you know, we just can't always afford.
Yeah, so what are those efficiencies and reforms?
Well, as you recall, we have reforms that we did last session regarding prevailing wage. Now, that reform was fought tooth and nail by the road builders, by the special interests. They fought incredibly hard against that. And it's kind of interesting, some of the politicians out there now who are stating we need to look for efficiencies and we might need to raise taxes, they're the ones who fought hardest on the prevailing wage reform, which was just good for the taxpayer and good for the state. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that prevailing wage is 44% higher than an apples-to-apples vocation. Well, the problem is we still have prevailing wage on state work, and it costs us dearly. That's something that we have to change. We have a situation now where your typical flagger on a state job on an annual basis is making about $100,000 a year. Those are the things that we need to fix. They just don't make sense. We need to deal with. Now, just as it pertains to throughout the country, what's interesting is 9 of the 10 most expensive states for building roads have no right to work, and they have prevailing wage in place. Now, the top 4 low-cost states to build roads have right to work, and there is not the artificial prevailing wage in place. So now we do have prevailing wage reform on county, city, town, and village work beginning on the 1st of January 2017. So we haven't even seen the benefit of the repeal of prevailing wage in any way, shape, or form yet at this point in time. Not only will we start to see that benefit next year, we then also need to look at the state work. And there's another thing that we can be doing here, too. Right now, whenever you have even as little as $2,000 of federal money in a road project, it immediately kicks in a whole plethora of federal mandates and red tape and bureaucracy. And even the road builders has indicated once this kicks in with federal money, it costs 25% more to deliver the same amount of road because of all these regulations and so on. And I, in fact, had a bill last session that, again, these road builders fought tooth and nail, as well as the politicians that benefit from these road builders fought tooth and nail. And what it would have done, it would have be a dollar-for-dollar swap. Wherever we have federal money, what we do is we take that federal money out of that, you know, little city project or what have you that invokes all these federal rules when it is there, and we move all that towards the big mega projects. And then we take the state money out of the big mega projects, and we put it in the local projects. Again, that's how we can save 25% on these road jobs. In Waukesha County alone, Janesville Road, they rebuilt 2 miles of that road. 1 mile, and they're apples for apples. 1 mile they did with federal money, and it cost $8 million to rebuild that road. The other mile they did without federal money, and it cost $6 million to rebuild that road. Now, you do the math statewide, you will see there are a heck of a lot of money to be saved and a lot of efficiencies that we can realize if we make some of these reasonable reforms.
Robin Voss, Speaker Voss, said that he disagrees with Governor Walker's position on raising taxes and fees for road repair, and he won't pass a budget without a fix for the roads. What in a minute before our newscast, what's your response to that?
Well, I guess I disagree, and for the reason that we are a very high tax state to begin with, and many of my Democratic cohorts believe we should raise taxes. Also, I believe Speaker Voss is probably on the same path as them. But again, we need to make the reforms and efficiencies now before we go throwing money at it. And also, real quick, I will add, you look at state at traffic counts from the central planners at the DOT that were done 20 years ago today. They are way off. And that is really what we predicate our highway expansions upon, these traffic counts. And they aren't anywhere near what they were projected to be. They are flat. So those estimates are way off.
Let me hold you there, Senator Strobel. We have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio next, and then we'll continue today's big question on how do we fund Wisconsin road projects. Should Wisconsin raise taxes and fees as a part of a long-term solution to funding transportation projects? That is today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel from Saukville, who says that no, we should not raise taxes and fees to fix roads. He says actually roads are in better shape than we have been led to believe, but raising taxes and fees should not be a part of any solution. And we're welcoming your questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. How do you think the state should pay for road repairs? Do you think that raising taxes and fees are a legitimate source of revenues, or do you think that taxes and fees are already too high? What condition do you think the roads you travel are in? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll go to a call. Steve in Neillsville. Hello, Steve.
Yes, hello. I'm a trucker from Neillsville, Wisconsin, and I travel most of these roads in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, and they're not as bad as condition as they lead us to believe they are within. First, I'd like to say that we can avoid taxation by simply putting a toll on Highway 39 coming up out of Illinois. People will pay that toll indeed because they won't want to go through the traffic in Milwaukee on 94 or go through more traffic in Chicago. And additionally, in closing, I'd like to say the prevailing wage is corrupted. It's a joke. These general contractors are not paying these illegal immigrants that work on our freeways and byways and truck drivers the prevailing wages. They're pocketing the prevailing wage, and they need to be arrested and prosecuted by the law. And this is happening right before we the people's eyes, and we know it, but our elected officials do absolutely positively nothing about the corruption these yeah. general contractors are having. But again, tax, put a toll up on Highway 39. All these people will pay the toll on 39 in Wisconsin because they simply won't want to go through the traffic in Milwaukee and additional traffic in Chicago. Thank you very much for taking my comment.
All right, Steve. Well, Senator Strobel?
If I could just comment briefly on that once. You know, here's somebody who's paying a lot of money in gas tax, and our gas tax, even though it's been frozen for 10 years, is still the 13th highest in the nation. It's 50% over the national average right now. So, you know, that's something that we need to keep in mind. When our personal incomes in the state of Wisconsin are 27th of the 50 states, with the gas tax ranking 13th, that's a little out of alignment. Even a 5% increase in that gas tax moves us up to the 7th highest in the country.
What about toll roads? Steve thinks toll roads would be a good idea, and I know others do too.
I think toll roads are worthy of consideration. It's a user fee. And I would not be opposed to further study regarding toll roads.
Yeah. And I don't want to get too far off focus, but you spent some time in our first segment talking about how the reform that would help fix our roads is coming with prevailing wage, changes in prevailing wage. Is that going to be enough?
Well, there's an audit also being done right now by the State Department of Transportation. And I'm very hopeful that an audit hasn't been done for years regarding that entity. And I'm very hopeful that they're going to find some efficiencies and reforms through that audit process that I'm looking forward to. Look at the proliferation of roundabouts throughout the state. I mean, they're incredibly expensive, and are they really needed everywhere where we're seeing those things? Look at some of the bypasses that are being proposed. The bypass around Baraboo, $200 million. A bypass in my district, Highway 60, that was proposed, just made no sense whatsoever. And people locally did not want that bypass. In fact, they showed it going right through where a new school was being constructed. I mean, these are some of the things we need to look at. Plus efficiencies. I've talked to county highway commissioners throughout the state. The amount of bureaucracy and red tape they need to do just for their local projects. An LRIP form now is over 50 pages. And that form not all that long ago was about 4 pages. They're even fighting amongst state agencies in terms of the DNR and the county highway commissioners and so on. You know, we're all in this together, and when we have this additional bureaucracy and red tape, it just drives up costs. And I hear that from many people who are in this field on a daily basis that are living it.
Yeah. We were scheduled to speak with Democratic State Representative Rob Call. He, though, apparently is having some phone problems, and so it looks like he will be unable to join us. However, he is a proponent of, at the very least, returning to indexing the gas tax so that the gas tax would go up with the cost of living going up. Would you be opposed to that?
Well, you know, Rob Call is a very nice fellow, but, you know, he wears two hats. One of them is a state representative. The other is the executive director of the Construction Business Group. It's a union-affiliated group that assures protectionism on public road projects. One half of his board of directors are members of the Operating Engineers Local 139. So I just want to let people know who will be hearing, well, we're going to be hearing Mr. Call speaking, that there's definitely a bias in what he's saying. And no, I disagree with that opinion. Again, if we find out after looking for reforms and efficiencies, looking at an audit of the DOT, looking at the necessity of some of these projects, really determining what needs are versus what wants are, at that point in time, I'm not going to go further into the pocket of the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We need to find that money from somewhere else, because I didn't go to Madison to change our ranking from number 7 to number 5. I'd like to go from number 7 to number 12 to number 15 to what have you in terms of that quality of our tax environment in Wisconsin.
Let's go to Jeremy in Racine. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, thank you. I think toll roads, I really don't like them. I drive truck through Illinois area, and it ain't uncommon to throw $50 a day in tolls. It's a slippery slope. There's too many ways for politicians to be skimming out of the pot from the tolls. And the Illinois roads ain't any better than Wisconsin roads, and they got tolls all over the place. The question I have, though, is when you look up in Oshkosh area, they redid 45 north in the Highway 10 west, all that 41 interchange area, all brand new, and they did that 7-8 years ago. How were they able to do it then, but we're struggling to do things now?
How do you know, Senator Strobel?
Well, I think one of the problems is we have seen an explosion of costs in road work. And one thing we've seen here is it's way beyond the cost of inflation, what's going on here. So either there's, you know, some incompetence on the part of our DOT, or, you know, there's a very small handful of people, of contractors who do this big road work. And that's really a byproduct of having prevailing wage in place for many, many, many years. Now, with hopefully the beginning to repeal prevailing wage and hopefully the complete repeal, we're going to have more people who are going to have the capability of bidding and participating in this work. And thus, there won't be this small select club of contractors who, some people infer there's collusion going on with some of these costs out there, because when you look at how those costs are in relation to how they've exceeded the rate of inflation, we need more competition, and that's what we're seeing is the lack of competition.
What is your hope? How hopeful are you that Wisconsin will be able to fix its roads?
Well, I think also, if you look at our budget recently in the DOT, we've seen a 50% increase in expansion of roads, yet we have seen a 30% decrease in the maintenance of roads. What we need to do is we need to focus more on maintaining what we have. and not the expansion that isn't warranted per many of the traffic counts that we are seeing out there. That's really where we need to be putting more of our focus and more of our money towards local roads and local municipalities to deal with their roads, and less for some of these mega projects that that are going to be winding down soon.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Dewey Strobel is a Republican state senator from Saukville. He says that there is no place for raising taxes and fees in solving Wisconsin's transportation funding issues, and that state roads are in better shape than many studies indicate. We were hoping to get another perspective on today's big question, but our guest is unable to join us due to some technical difficulties. But we now will have an extra long sound off for you. You get to decide, or you get to sound off on today's big question. Do you think that Wisconsin should or should not raise taxes and fees as a part of a long-term solution to funding transportation projects? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go to Kent in Pulaski first. Hi, Kent.
Hi, I just had a comment. I live outside of Green Bay, and when I come in on Highway 29, I said, man, I go through like five roundabouts. And then the bypass is over. It's so high. I mean, it was never like that before. I don't know if we needed all that. It's just crazy. And then even when you come off like 43 and going to go north on 41, holy man, it's I don't even think it's done yet. And you got these just humongous ramps like I'm in L.A. or something, and I'm in Green Bay.
Yeah, and so you think that a lot of money is just being wasted on those big ramps?
Sure, because then you're going 2 miles north on 41, and then you're hitting potholes on the highway. You know, I don't understand it. It's just like it was that infrastructure was just a lot of, to me, a waste of a lot of money that wasn't needed at this time.
All right, thanks very much, Kent. We'll go next to Allie in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I think, I have a question, I guess, to start with, and that is, it's always occurred to me the trucking companies that, you know, are on the roads constantly with heavy payloads, presumably, must disproportionately tax the roads physically with that weight and the trucks going over them. And I wondered, in Wisconsin, do we charge a proportional amount of taxes to those companies that use trucking companies that use the roads constantly and beat them up so they can pay for the maintenance of the roads? I mean, the average passenger car has got to be, you know, a quarter to less the weight of a truck that has got to, again, you know, make a lot more impact on the surfaces of the roads and create those potholes and problems.
Yeah, sorry, Ellie, I can't answer that specifically. I know guests have been on the show answering that question. Trucks certainly do pay a lot in gas taxes and registration fees and other things that would go into the transportation fund, but I can't say if it's proportionately larger because the trucks are larger, but that has come up. I know that the transportation budget is in some trouble now, more so than in the past, because we stopped the indexing of the gas tax in Wisconsin, and it did not continue to go up with the cost of living. And so that's why some Democrats are proposing that we at least, if not hike the gas tax, at least index it. Plus, people are driving less, or they are driving more fuel-efficient cars. So there is less money in the transportation budget to pay for highway repairs. And therefore, that's why, in part, why we're in somewhat of a bind. For well over a year, Wisconsin has been in a holding pattern about how the state should pay for building and repairing roads. The state's gas tax, which was the major source of funding for road work, is 30.9 cents a gallon right now. So what do you think ought to be done? Should we raise the gas tax? Should we resume indexing of the gas tax? What about raising registration fees? Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should have toll roads. Maybe something else. Maybe you think the roads are just fine and we shouldn't be raising any taxes or fees. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Shane in Cumberland is with us. Hi, Shane.
Hi. I'm a dump truck driver, and I work with a lot of these paving crews. And your guest earlier was talking about taking away the prevailing wage. Well, that prevailing wage for us up here gets us through the winter. And you got a lot of those crews that do the same thing we do, but they're down south. They don't need that because they can work all year round. That's all I had to say about that, but I think the biggest problem is that the township isn't taking enough responsibility to fix their roads. The money that the township gets in taxes doesn't get put to the roads. It gets put to whatever various other projects that they have. Because the road that goes by my parents' house, that road has been in disrepair for well over 20 years. But a couple of years ago, people were putting driveways in instead of using that money to fix the road.
All right, so you're thinking that there's some, I guess, a lack of pride, that local township officials are to blame in part for this.
Yeah, they are. The state highways and the state highways and roads, they're generally not in that bad a condition.
All right, thanks very much. Let's go next to Don in Clover, or is it Plover, Don?
Plover.
Plover, yes, go ahead. Yeah.
I travel to Superior a lot, and I go on interstates. I see, like Interstate 53, I see they're using blacktop instead of concrete to repair road sections, which the blacktop will fall apart faster than the concrete does. I see that the country roads are really abused quite a bit, especially by the loggers, because they're full of potholes, they're full of things that aren't being maintained. So my proposal is, why don't we start looking at what's going on in the state? To me, it's like a scam. These state legislatures that we have in right now are proposing things that are ridiculously hurting this country. And to not be aware of it is kind of a dumbed down effect to what we've had over the years. So I think we need to start reelecting new people. And not go with the flow of what our state has been doing in the past.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Lily on Facebook writes, in Washington County, perhaps? I can't make out the county. In Washington County, Main Highway 83 just got the cheapest improvement of filled cracks and skim job of tar sprinkled with a heavy dose of gravel. The worst driving you can imagine. Don't drive on it if you enjoy your clean, nice, ding-free vehicle. It is a dust bowl for miles. So a lot of people complaining that the poor shape of roads are hurting their vehicles, too. So what should we do about it? Do you think that Wisconsin roads are in poor repair, are in disrepair? Should Wisconsin raise taxes and fees as a part of a solution for funding transportation projects? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Randy in Keewaskum. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a milk hauler. I've got trucks on the road 365 days a year. Our licensing fees are extremely high. We have the fuel tax, and then besides that, we pay a federal heavy tax into the federal government specifically for into the transportation fund. So we pay a heck of a lot in taxes. And to say, oh, we need to pay more, we need to make a living also.
All right, thanks very much, Randy. What about you? We're having an extra long sound off on what should we do about Wisconsin roads? How do we pay for them? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network. How should Wisconsin fund its road projects? Would you support raising the gas tax or indexing it or raising registration fees? Or do you oppose tax and fee increases because you think the roads are good enough or you think some other way can be found to fix them? This is today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about what some are calling Wisconsin's transportation funding crisis. There is an estimated $600 million shortfall in the transportation budget. We talked earlier this hour with Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel. We were planning on talking with Democratic State Representative Rob Call, but he was having some phone trouble, so we were unable to have him on. So we are doing an extra long big question sound off, wondering what you think, what you would like the state to do to deal with long-term transportation funding. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go to Robert in Waukesha next. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call. An earlier caller alluded to the increased damage caused by commercial trucks as opposed to passenger cars. I actually looked that up, you know, at the Department of Transportation, and the actual number is 9,600 times as much damage is caused by a commercial truck than by a standard passenger car. And yet, when we talk about increasing fees here, because we've stopped indexing the gas tax, They accuse people who drive hybrids of getting a free ride by not spending as much on gas. So they want to increase the registration fees for hybrid vehicles. I would say that, you know, roads are an expensive investment and a worthy investment, so we should probably return to indexing the gas tax. That's where the shortfall really began. But if we want to investigate increasing registration fees, then we should actually target the commercial trucks that are actually causing the damage that we need to repair, not passenger cars, which are, frankly, not causing a tiny fraction of the damage.
Thank you very much, Robert. Let's go next to Bruce in Dansbury, Minnesota. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, yes. I'm actually from Hinckley, Minnesota, just west of Danbury, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to actually applaud your DOT. I think comparatively, your roads are fantastic. Compared to my roads in Minnesota, I drive a lot of in Iowa, and I think their DOT ought to be sued by their citizenry. I see a lot of good things here in Wisconsin, and
So what do you think of these reports that say that Wisconsin has among the worst roads in the entire country?
Oh, I say start driving around this great country of ours, and I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna see a lot of roads that are way worse than what you're seeing here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So you think that that Wisconsin doesn't need to really spend a whole lot more money or raise fees to fix more roads?
Well, I don't know that they. You know, I think the key is maintaining what you got, and I mean, even in the winter, I mean, the snow plows. They're out there cleaning the roads, and I think they just do a really good job here.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce. Justin emails, wondering if tax money can be transferred from other programs to roads. Roads provide economic benefits, even though they may be hard to see, but some programs are just free money handouts that don't benefit the economy. Well, I guess that's a question for lawmakers. I'm not positive. I know you can't take money out of the transportation fund anymore to the general fund. I'm not sure if there's a way to divert other general fund revenue into the transportation fund. I think some general revenue goes in there, but I'm not completely sure. It's one for lawmakers. Paul in Two Rivers. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Joy. I'm for an overall tax system that Thomas Piketty outlined in his book, Capital of the 21st Century. So for funding roads, I would put a flat tax on wealth in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, I would put a flat tax on wealth to replace the income tax, the sales tax, and everything else. There's no doubt we benefit from the government in proportion to our wealth. Those highways help people get up to Sturgeon Bay. And all those businesses up in Sturgeon Bay, if you take away those highways that go up to Door County, their business would suffer. And you could go across every single business in the state and say the same thing. So I would flat tax wealth. I'd also make it an accrual system so that whatever you repaired last year would have to be paid by this year's taxes. And if you took out a loan, you'd have to make payments on that loan in an accrual fashion. So I would just take a look at the overall tax funding structure and start putting a flat tax on wealth, not income, wealth.
All right, Paul. And presuming that's not going to be done very quickly, in the meantime, the roads are fine, don't do anything?
No, the roads need to be maintained, and you're right, this isn't going to be done quickly. I've been calling in for about 10 years on this now. So the fact of the matter is, though, I do think the roads need to be repaired. They need to be kept up like everything else. If you don't do it in the short term, you're going to pay more later. I do believe also that the construction industry and some of the richest people in the world, in fact, the richest person in the world, deals in concrete. And so I do believe that there's plenty of benefits going to a lot of people as a result of the good roads in Wisconsin, and they should be maintained. It's good for business.
Thank you very much, Paul. Next we go to Joanne in Neche Coral. Hi, Joanne.
Yes, I'd like to be part of the gentleman that said that the townships are misusing their road funds. A few years ago, the governor cut the money that comes back to the counties and the townships to the point where we don't have money to fix roads. We can hardly keep the roads plowed in the wintertime. I go to all the town board meetings, and there's a bridge right near me that's in terrible condition. I'm on a town road, and they were going to fix it next year, you know, a couple of years ago, and they just don't have money to do it because of the cuts from the governor.
Yeah, even with those cuts, I think our caller was saying that towns and villages, local governments are spending money on other things when they should be spending that money on the roads. What about that?
He needs to come to some of our town board meetings and hear them discuss the problems they're having.
Thanks very much, Joanne. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are asking you in today's big question, how do you think Wisconsin should fund road projects and road repairs? There have been reports saying that Wisconsin roads are in very bad shape, that they are among the worst in the country, yet the state has a $600 million transportation budget shortfall. Some say we should raise taxes and fees to help pay for these road repairs and road projects. Others say no, that Wisconsin taxpayers are taxed enough. What do you say? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next caller is Joe in Onalaska. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. I'm just calling. I was a county board supervisor in La Crosse, and because of the problems with transportation funding, our county has actually had to do some borrowing for road structure and county highways. And we actually considered enacting a wheel tax. There's probably four or five counties in the state that have a wheel tax on vehicles registered within the county. But I think we did not pass it. It came up in committee. But the reason we didn't pass it is for the reason, I think, primarily for the reason indicated earlier, that most of the damage to roads is caused by heavy vehicles, like trucks. And under state law, those vehicles are exempt from the wheel tax, ironically. So only, you know, basically small vehicles, regular residential-type vehicles are taxed under the wheel tax, local tax, and, you know, we just didn't think that was really made sense, given that they're not the vehicles that are causing the damage. So it's a complicated issue. You know, the fact that asphalt prices are really related to the cost of oil, so it doesn't directly correlate to inflation, so the increased cost of roads. It's a mess. They should have never taken stopped indexing. I think they should have never done that, and it's created a mess. So
thank you very much, Joe. of in late 2014, Wisconsin Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb recommended a revenue boost in the form of increased taxes and fees to pay for construction work. Instead, the state legislature decided to borrow $850 million for roads in this current state budget, the 2015-2017 budget. Planning for Wisconsin's next biennial budget is underway, and Assembly Majority Leader Robin Voss is calling on Governor Walker to reconsider his opposition to raising the gas tax without corresponding budget cuts. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Ben in the Fox Valley, go ahead.
Hello there. Yes, thank you very much. You know, I just thought I'd comment out on something that I haven't really heard much before yet, is that there may be a cost factor that is something that's important, but also all of our road systems are overbuilt. There's no need for the road systems to be so wide. I was just driving down the interstate, and with the widths of the lanes and the other requirements out there, you're effectively doubling the size of some of the roads that are out there. If you reduce the width of the road, look at speeds and other modes of transportation, the cost of construction will go down while not necessarily decreasing the amount of volume it can handle.
Thank you very much, Ben, for that. So a lot of calls on saying that there's too much waste in the transportation department, but and some people saying raise taxes and fees. We do have an online poll that you can vote in. Should Wisconsin raise taxes and fees as a part of a long-term solution to funding transportation projects? And right now, yes is winning with 61% of your votes. 22% of you say no, and 16% are not sure. So you can continue voting in our big question poll online at WPR.org/joy, or it's also posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, thanks for participating in today's big question. Thanks to producers Bill Martins, Marika Suval, and to Kai Brito. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We're going to talk about finding the flavors that we lost. From bread to bourbon, how artisans have reclaimed American food. That's coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.